It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. You walk briskly into an airport. You're running late. You need to know your departure gate. But that huge board, that big board with all the flight information that's not your flight, you've got to squint and scan. Meanwhile, the security line is getting longer. What if that board only displayed your flight information to you? And the guy standing behind you, he looks at the board and only sees his flight information. There is a new technology that can turn a screen into personalized parallel realities using multi-view pixels. Really, our friend Todd Bishop with the tech news site GeekWire tested it out. Hiya, Todd.
How's it going, Bill?
Great, thank you. I'm very curious. This parallel reality display technology was developed by five guys in Redmond?
That's right. In a strip mall behind blacked out windows in Redmond. You would not know it was there if you walked by.
And what does it do?
So this technology uses, as you said, it's called a multi-view pixel. And they've developed it so that a standard pixel will essentially emit one color of light in all directions. And then collectively, those pixels constitute a screen. With this technology, the multi-view pixel, it can emit millions of different colors of light, up to millions of different colors of light in many different directions. So effectively, if you can control that light and the colors of light emitting from the different directions as they can, you can present a different view to different people depending on where they're standing in 3D space. And on top of that, it also works with sensor technology. So those views also have the potential to follow you around based on the fact that it's sensing where you're standing.
So in the airport, for example,
yes.
I'm standing there and the screen technology knows my flight. I've got that in my pocket, right? It's on my iPhone, whatever, you know, that I get that, knows what flight I'm about to take. Right?
Yep, absolutely.
And then it knows exactly where I'm standing, right down to the centimeter of where my cornea is?
So I actually saw this in person. And we have to be clear, some of these scenarios we're talking about are very long term.
Yeah.
But I actually saw the basics of the technology in person. They led us behind those blacked out windows. We were some of the first outsiders to see it. I took two of my colleagues. There were three of us there just to make sure that we weren't getting bamboozled. And we actually... At one point, I was able to close my left eye and see one thing and close my right eye and see another. It was that precise.
Wow.
And to be clear, the scenario about the airport is one, but there are many other. Here's another good example. A theater captioning system is another thing that
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it just beams my preferred language to me, the movie captions.
Right, from the same screen that the other person is seeing in Spanish.
Yes.
In the seat next to you. And this is a company that is called Misapplied Sciences. It's veterans of Microsoft and Disney Imagineering. They've come up with some pretty groundbreaking technologies in the past. So this is a legit company. They are just coming out of stealth mode, as they say. And it's really right now a technology demonstration. That is what we saw. We did not see these sort of far-flung applications that they're talking about. But certainly based on what we saw with the ability to, you and I stand right there and we're looking at the same exact screen and you would be seeing one thing and I would be seeing something completely different. Based on that, it certainly has the potential to at least have these applications long term.
Okay, so let's talk about some other potentials. I read your article in GeekWire. You mentioned the idea of why do we all have to look at the same yellow and red light? Why couldn't we get personalized information in our cars?
That's right. So it would effectively be the end of the yellow traffic light, because if it was able to sense you as a system that your car was going to make the light in time, why not just show you a green light the whole way? As opposed to the car behind you that's not going to make the light in time, it could sense that and say, okay, show that car a red light.
Except self-driving cars seem much closer to me than this technology at this point. Am I wrong about
that? Well, I would have agreed perhaps a month or so ago.
A couple of weeks ago, right.
Before the tragic accident involving the Uber self-driving car.
Yeah.
Clearly, that kind of technology is something that's already on the streets and yet somewhat dangerous, as that was evidenced.
Okay, well, let's take another example then. You mentioned in your article the idea of a stadium scoreboard,
yep,
where I could just see the players up on the scoreboard that I'm interested in seeing. So my question about that is, first of all, am I having to input data about my preferred players? That just sounds like a bunch of work. I just want to go to a baseball game.
So a lot of these applications, those kinds of details would have to be worked out. But for example, you could, through your MLB app, designate
Major League Baseball.
Right, Major League Baseball. You could designate which team you like, which players are your favorite. Your activities on the phone could indicate to the system which one you like. But even more interesting from a commercial perspective is, what if it wasn't just the content that you wanted to see, but the content
the
advertisers wanted you to see?
Yeah.
And that is what one of the venture capitalist who's invested in this company, he raised that possibility.
Well, of course.
One of the things that attracted him to it. And that is extra fascinating when you think about all of the privacy implications of the online world and online ad targeting using personal data. And I pressed the Misapplied Sciences founders on this topic. And for now, they're saying that they are thinking about those safeguards long term. And certainly there are ways to apply the principles of online privacy to the physical world. But right now, the technology itself is so mind-blowing that they're just hoping to show the world what is possible and then long term have that larger discussion about the societal implications.
Right. Remember when it was freaky that a billboard would change, yep, would pixelate and become two or three billboards? Well, there's 100,000 billboards in the same space customized.
Yeah, and going back to the traffic example, I actually encounter this a lot. I mean, I think it might be a little radical to think about the yellow light going away, but think about the speed signs where it says your speed is, and you're going down Aurora Avenue down there toward downtown, and you're like, wait a second, is that my speed or is that the car behind me? With this kind of parallel reality, there would be no question because that view of the sign would be targeted specifically to your car.
Okay, but this company, Misapplied Sciences, in Redmond, is their venture capital tanking right along with the Facebook stock price as we're all recoiling at what happens when we give away data about ourselves?
I don't think so. And that's in part because a lot of this is not necessarily dependent on the advertising. That is certainly a long-term potential. But I think they could be a decade or decades away from really rolling it out and having those kinds of business implications. Right now, this is long-term potential that we're talking about here. And yet, the technology is there. And as I said, I took a couple colleagues with me over to Redmond a couple weeks ago to see this, because this, to me, is one of the most potentially groundbreaking things that we've seen in terms of the ability to change the way we perceive the world and to personalize the world for us. This is the kind of thing that has the potential to change all of that.
But here's another problem, yeah, with personalizing. Don't we already each live in a parallel reality?
Absolutely.
That's a problem.
I raised this with the founders, and they acknowledged that, yes, this is something to think about. They're not yet at the point where they're talking about that publicly. They are, by the way, getting to the point where they're soon, they say, in the coming months, going to be releasing their first product. But this is kind of the physical manifestation of alternative facts, right?
Yes.
And I do think
we can't even agree on what reality is.
How are we going to have a shared and common experience if we look at the same sign and see different things?
Yes.
I do think that needs to be recognized. I think there need to be some ethical principles as these new technologies come out, and we need to think about them and talk about them. And it does raise those kinds of concerns.
Truly, I think about when I was a kid, a lot was in question, but I knew that seeing is believing, and you just see all of this shifting and changing.
Right. It is an issue and something that's worth talking about.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, mm-hmm, the magic pixel, the multi-view pixel,
yeah,
it is clearly a breakthrough tech-wise. There have been a variety of companies that have tried this sort of thing, and we should be clear: no glasses, no goggles.
Oh, right,
nothing,
no headset.
Nothing bulky on your head.
I forgot to ask.
Naked eye.
Yeah,
it just works because of the way that the pixel works. So,
okay,
just in terms of geeking out over something, I mean,
yeah,
this is incredible. And then, okay, yeah, we do have to think about those bigger issues. But in the meantime, to be able to experience something like this firsthand is pretty cool.
Still geeky cool. Okay,
yes.
Todd Bishop, geeking out, the co-founder, editor of GeekWire, and he saw the potential future of parallel reality and multi-view pixels in Redmond. And thanks a lot for telling us about it.
Absolutely.
I'm skeptical,
yep,
but I really like learning about it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. More of KUOW's The Record coming up.